All right, so now we're going to go forward with a recording made in 1917. Of course, the first band to record something that was marketed as jazz was the original Dixieland Jazz Band of New Orleans, which released in March 1917. A record, Livery Stable Blues, backed with Dixie Jazz Band One Step, which is more or less acknowledged as the first jazz record. And so fast did the craze catch on that by May, there were already a number of other bands making something considered a jazz record. Of course, defining what's jazz is a sticky wicket, but we're talking about the commercial record industry putting out records that they refer to as jazz or jazz. This one dates from May 1917. It was made by the Edison Company, which didn't make a lot of jazz records, and featured a group called the Frisco Jazz Band, which was the first of many recording ensembles that was led by the saxophonist Rudy Wiedoeft, although here he's playing clarinet. The Frisco Jazz Band doing Johnson's Jazz Blues, which is one of maybe the only record that I know of that claims to be both jazz and a blues, and it's so titled in honor of the pianist of the band, Arnold Johnson, who wrote it and later himself became a band leader. Thank you. That was the New Orleans Rhythm Kings in a record made in 1922, Eccentric. And that one actually was one that belonged to my dad, and I recently got it back. However, I'm glad to share it with you today, along with its predecessor, Johnson's Jazz Blues by the Frisco Jazz Band, which was led by Rudy Wiedoeft. Rudy Wiedoeft was a guy who was active very much in the dime store dance bands arena, the practice in the 1920s of the same small few number of bands making tons and tons of records for 25-cent labels of whatever song was popular at the time. We're going to hear a little set of dime store dance band records, starting off with an excellent version of the seminal flapper tune, That Redhead Gal. Most of us best know it through a recording made by Isom Jones Orchestra for the Brunswick label, but this one comes from Cameo. Actually, it comes from Lincoln, which was Cameo's 25-cent subsidiary. And on Cameo, it's credited to the Cameo Dance Orchestra, and on Lincoln, it's credited to the Lincoln Dance Orchestra. It might be Bob Herring's band, but that's not really known. However, I think about three or four different takes exist of this thing, and there are different singers on different takes. The singer on this one appears to be a guy named Arthur Fields, who was an excellent singer who also worked with Fred Hall's group, the Sugar Babes. So let's check out That Redhead Gal as performed by Arthur Fields. Thank you. Here's a song that is appropriate if you survived the intense storm that we experienced tonight. Sam Lannon and his band doing After the Storm. Thank you.
make believe and sky is blue, although you know it's red. Don't you find it's just a waste of time? You'll find a smile will go a long, long way.
We just heard Scrappy Lambert, a very prolific vocalist on old records, singing a lovely tune by Irving Berlin, Russian Lullaby, which, of course, would have been something Irving Berlin would have known something about because he was Russian, although he came to the United States as a boy. And, you know, he made his living. His first job was as a singing waiter in a restaurant where he would take your order and then he would make up a song for you based on your name or a subject that you suggested, just right off the top of his head, sing it out, earn his tip. An excellent way to build your talents as a songwriter, and indeed, Berlin composed more than 1,600 songs. Before that, we heard Charles Harrison, A Smile Will Go a Long, Long Way. Charles Harrison was a old-time record singer who was especially busy in the 19-teens. This is a somewhat later selection of his, and he still sings that very proper kind of vocalizing. He rolls his R's and hits high notes dead on. The kind of singer that Charles Harrison was ultimately wiped away by the advent of Bing Crosby. But nevertheless, that song has a nice sentiment. A smile does go a long, long way. And before that, we heard Sam Lannon, the king of dime store dance records, performing After the Storm, which incorporates a little bit of Rossini in the middle. And for that reason, I like listening to versions of that particular hit. Okay, there's something I left out here. Concert information can be heard daily in the morning at 2:30, 5:30, 8:30, and 11:30, and also at 2:30 p.m., 9:30 p.m., and 11:30 p.m. right here on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. I'm your host, Uncle Dave Lewis, and now we're going to pick up the tempo with something that's a little on the Latin side.
¡Viva el ritmo de la rumba!
Show. Bill Collard, Bill Collard to show. Bill Collard to show. Bill Collard to show. Bill Collard, Bill Collard, Bill Collard to show.
Esta rumba mía, oye mi negra que yo te canto esta rumba mía, esta es la rumba, oh tintindeo, esta es la rumba, oh tintindeo, oh loro tin 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 tindeo, oh loro tin 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 tindeo, oh tintindeo. Thank you.
Which are wrong, but fools find out when it's too late that they don't live so long.
Oh, I'm no fool, no siree. I want to live to be 93. I play safe for you and me, 'cause I'm no fool.
Any fool neglects his bike and thinks he's being smart. He doesn't give it any care, and soon it falls apart. Any fool will load his bike so much that he can't see. He rides on sidewalks, so what happens? A catastrophe.
Oh, I'm no fool.
No siree. I want to live to be 93.
I play safe for you and me, 'cause I'm no
show-off is a stupid thing, as any fool should know. He thinks it's fun, but what a sorry ending to his show.
Oh, I'm no fool, no siree. I want to live to be 93.
We play safe, you and me, 'cause we're no fool.
Not me.
Welcome back to the shopping malls of the 1960s. We just heard King Richard's Flugelknights with their hit 1967 recording of Camelot, which, I mean, didn't do too badly because they were going up against the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's and still managed to get a hit out of that. For that, we heard 278s by Ferranti and Teacher, Lou Ferranti and, Arthur Ferranti and Lou Teacher, the piano duet, Beeswax, and That Old Black Magic from a rare Entree 78. Entree was a division of Columbia that was used primarily to market cheap classical LPs, but apparently there was at least one 78 on that label of Ferranti and Teacher doing their far-out prepared piano music. Before that, we heard Jiminy Cricket, also known as Cliff Edwards. I'm No Fool, which was a record that I had when I was a child, and one that I used to sing along with, and it contains sentiments that, indeed, you need to remember during the summer. Try to avoid doing foolish things with your bike. Before that, we heard Richard Diamond, the theme from Richard Diamond, as done by Ralph Martiri and his Marlboro Men from an album called Music for a Private Eye. And Richard Diamond was the first detective show on American television. And one person who made their TV debut on Richard Diamond was Mary Tyler Moore. However, they never showed her face. She worked as a receptionist, and they only showed her hands. Seems like a waste of airtime. Before that, we heard the T for Two Cha-Cha from the album A Night in Latin America, credited to Tito Portillo, whom I suspect is probably not a real person. I couldn't get any confirmation of this, but my guess is that it's actually the bandleader Edmundo Ross, who stands to celebrate his 100th birthday pretty soon. So, happy birthday, Edmundo, in case I forget. And before that, we heard James Moody and his Bop Men, their 1949 recording of Tintin Deo. And James Moody is one of those few bop guys that are actually still with us. Before that, we heard the Creole Serenaders, which was a little group led by clarinetist Albert Burbank for the Circle label in 1946. We heard the song Salut Dame Bonjour, which, the folks that ran Circle didn't speak French. They made this record and they put it out, and they were surprised to learn that it was a hit on Canadian radio, and then suddenly it was banned from Canadian radio. They had made a party record. And before that, we heard the Cuban pioneer of rumba music, Don Aspiazu, with his tune El Ritmo de la Rumba, which actually was an adaptation of a song written for an American musical by Ralph Ranger called The Rhythm of the Rumba. And I figured it was good enough that they just thought to take it back and translate it into Latin, Spanish, whatever. Well, that wraps it up. I'm actually running to the end of my time here talking, and my evil plan is actually through. I was short, but nevertheless, it's a fun time to be on the air here with you on WCBN, and thank you for listening once again. And I've been Uncle Dave Lewis. And I guess all I've got to say is music is an adventure. Bye-bye, everybody.